You know, one of the beautiful things about life in America right now is that there are so many people of one ethnicity on Sundays ready to welcome people of other ethnicities to their places of worship. Sikhs are willing to and ready to welcome people of various religions. White Christians are ready to welcome with open arms Black Christians. Black Christians are ready to welcome with open arms white Christians. Hispanic Christians are ready to open their arms to Blacks, whites, Asians who show up. Asians are ready to open their arms on Sundays. Of course, in some cases, there may be a language barrier. And in other cases, there's not a language barrier. Even that is taken care of. But the beauty of it is so many people ready to open, to welcome with open arms, open heart, open emotions, with passion, people of other ethnicities who are expressing a desire to worship God with them. Of course, one of the truths that is not so beautiful is that Sunday is still a very, very, very segregated day of the week for Christian America. When asked whether Christian churches are part of the problem when it comes to racism, 62% of adults either somewhat or strongly disagreed. That's good news, although from a different angle. Among those who strongly agreed it was a problem, there were double the amount of Black people than white people. 9% of white people said that, you know, disagreed that Christian churches are part of the problem when it comes to racism. 9% of white people, 17% of Black people took that position. 73% of Americans agree that Christian churches play an important role in racial reconciliation. This is extraordinarily hopeful news for the Christian church at large. When broken down by generation, the older you are, and this is your pop quiz for the day, are the older generations or the younger generations more hopeful about the Christian church's role in reconciliation? Here's what's beautiful, though. Again, a lot of people are saying Christian churches do play an important role in racial reconciliation. Which generations tend to see the church as playing that crucial role? More the younger generation or more the older generation? Well, as it turns out, the older you are, the more hopeful you are about the Christian church's role in reconciliation. 66% of millennials agree that the Christian church can play a critical role in racial reconciliation. 66%. Now, since I've already said that the older generations tend to be more hopeful, if we're starting at 66% with millennials, things have got to be looking, showing up good as we look more at the older generations. Now, keep in mind, the issue here is not whether the races will come together. That's a much broader topic. The issue here is the role that specifically the Christian church will play in racial reconciliation. 66% of millennials say they're hopeful about the Christian church's role. 69% of Generation Xers say they're hopeful. 79% of boomers and 84% of elders. Who is the most helpful? Evangelicals at 94%. 94% of evangelicals believe that Christian churches play an important role in racial reconciliation. For those of you who agree that the Christian church plays a major role in racial reconciliation, Here's my question. Why? Why does the Christian church play a major role in racial reconciliation? Here's my next question. How? How does the Christian church play an important role in racial reconciliation? 53% of those who do not identify with any faith tradition are hopeful about the role of the Christian church. Now notice again, this is not the broader topic of racial reconciliation in general. This is specifically about the role the Christian church will play or can play or should play in racial reconciliation. 53% of people who don't identify with any faith tradition agree that the church plays a role in racial reconciliation. 53% of those who don't identify with any faith tradition say the church should be involved, but more than half of that group agrees that there is a significant amount of hope, even among those outside the church, that there can be racial reconciliation in general. Barna Group says that their research confirms the fear that the church, or the people in it, may be part of the problem in the hard work of racial reconciliation. This according to Brooke Hempel, who's vice president of research at Barna Group. Brooke says that if you're a white evangelical Republican, you are less likely to think that race is a problem, but you're more likely to think you are a victim of reverse racism. And so that leads me to another question. If you're a white evangelical Republican, you are more likely to think that you are a victim of reverse racism. And so we know that a lot of things are subjective. Is the issue not so much that white evangelical Republicans are less likely to think that race is a problem? If they think that they are victims of reverse racism, how do they think that racism is not a problem? It seems that the real issue is, according to Barna's research, white evangelical Republicans are less likely to admit that racism is a problem. Because you see the discrepancy. If they look at the, if they perceive white people to be on the receiving end of racism, they see a major problem. When they see black people being on the receiving end of racism, they see little to no problem. So I don't think it's so much that white evangelical Republicans are less likely to think race is a problem. I think that the real issue is white evangelical Republicans are less likely to admit that racism is a problem. According to Brooke Hempel of Barna Group, you're also, if you're a white evangelical Republican, you are also less convinced that people of color are socially disadvantaged. Yet these same groups believe the church plays an important role in reconciliation. This is a dilemma that demonstrates that those supposedly most equipped for reconciliation do not see the need for it. And do you see, again, the inconsistency? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep asking God to help all of us exercise greater integrity. Greater integrity to see life as it really is and then admit what's really going on. The Lord God talks about love, 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 loving your neighbor as yourself. If you're willing to see yourself as a victim of racism and you have all the advantages, getting jobs, getting the highest pay, being allowed to move into the best neighborhoods, being empowered to get into the best schools, how do you not see when black people and other people of color are not given these same opportunities? Many thanks to everyone who is already working towards racial reconciliation. Whether you be white, black, Hispanic, male, female, millennial, boomer, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're letting some of life's best moments come through you. Thank you.